Awesome. Welcome, everybody, to our very first session of 2018. I'm really excited to be here. I'm glad that you all are here. I want to thank Paige for hosting and taking care of all the logistics. I really appreciate that because that is the part that makes my brain very tired. And I really want to be able to focus on you all and on our session tonight. I want to say welcome to everybody that's just starting tonight. I'm really excited you're here. I tried to get everybody in the Facebook group along with Madison, my assistant. She's a big support and a big help. And so hopefully everybody was able to get their link through your emails. Thank you, Julie, for posting that the link wasn't working. She sent out a new email. For some reason, there was a typo in it, but it's all working now. Everything's fabulous. We have a brand new sign up through my website, bloompost.com. where you have your own membership, your private membership login to get all the archives and have access to all that, which is really great. It's streamlining everything. It's so great. I'm really excited. I know the back end piece may not be of interest to you all, but it makes your front end experience a lot better, a lot more streamlined, a lot more graceful and easeful, and a lot less mistakes since we're not using a whole bunch of different places online to keep everything connected. So if you haven't logged on through the website, I'm imagining you all have since you're here. But if you have any issues with that, just email Madison at the support@bloompost.com email. She's really good at all this stuff. If you message me, I'll forward it to her because I'm not really good at all that stuff. So I want to say welcome to all of the new folks. I also want to thank everybody who's in the group. When I post that we have somebody new joining the Facebook group, I really appreciate when you comment and say hello. It means a lot. If I were joining a group of new people and I didn't know anybody and I was just starting out, when people say, hi, welcome, it really warms my heart to see that. I know it would warm my heart to receive it. So thank you for doing that. If you haven't been active on the Facebook page, if you're able to, I really encourage you to go check it out. I posted a video there. We've got all these awesome new people who've joined that you can say hi to. It's a really great way to stay interactive and connected when we're not together in the sessions. Since we have some new folks and it's a new year, I want to remind everybody that this is a private and safe sacred container. So anything that we share in these sessions, please don't share anybody else's shares with anybody else, meaning don't share anything except your experience from these sessions. You're welcome to share your experience with others, but please don't share anybody else's experience. What happens in group sessions stays in group sessions. So I really appreciate you honoring that so everybody feels really safe to share, especially when I work one-on-one with people. And the privacy piece is also important that you're the only one who can hear the sessions when you're in your house or wherever you're connecting in. So please don't invite friends or family members to just hop in and listen, because then we have someone who's not part of the group and it doesn't necessarily feel safe for everybody else to share, especially when they are working with me one-on-one. So that might seem common sense, and I also wanted to reiterate that and thank you all for honoring this sacred container. You feeling really emotionally safe is my top priority. And when we're online, even if you're not with me physically in person, it's still important that we have that container. So thank you all for honoring that and respecting that. I really appreciate it. I also want to mention that it's really cold here in North Carolina. It might be really cold where you are. If it's not, I'm just kidding. If it's not cold where you are, enjoy it, because it's very cold where I am. And I just got back from Peru and I was really hoping that the coldest piece was finished. It's not finished. It's winter. It's going to be cold. And I was remembering a blog that I wrote a couple years ago about chill hours. There's actually a scientific term called chill hours, which is what the earth needs each winter. It needs a certain amount of chill hours. The plants, the bulbs, the seeds, they need a certain amount of chill hours, literally chill hours, in order to get stronger, in order to prepare to sprout and grow. And this goes for a lot of things, but I just thought that was really apropos for my resistance to the winter, recognizing that we really need this chill time, energetically, emotionally, spiritually, and the earth needs this chill time, these chill hours as well, a certain number of hours that get below a certain temperature. And so when I remember that, it helps me be with the fact that I'm outside for 5 minutes and can't feel my fingers, and not be so whiny about it. But it's also very symbolic. This is a really potent time to be internal. And so when I was in Peru over the solstice, the winter solstice, it was their summer solstice. And it was so interesting because I was all prepared to do my winter solstice ritual. And that for me feels like the new year instead of January 1st. And I was really excited to sit with my intentions for the year. And it was like 90 degrees in the jungle where I was doing this dieta, and I was just sweating my face off, and it was very different. And it was the sun came up really early and stayed out really late, and it didn't feel like winter solstice. And I had a really challenging time creating intentions for the coming year and sitting with the sense of the new year. It was really interesting for me to recognize how dependent I am on the North American phases that I'm used to. And I'm used to December 21st being really cold, winter solstice, shortest night of the year, and I was in a very different physical experience. And I really had a challenging time getting into the winter solstice renewal of the year spirit. So I wanted to share that because we really do get connected with the different phases of the year that we've grown up in. And South America is having summer right now. So it was just really interesting for me to recognize how dependent I am on my external experience and why it's important to recognize that and also honor and appreciate these different seasons. And so I'm making an intention not to complain about how cold it is, because it is really an important time of the year. I found that at New Year's, the Gregorian calendar New Year, when I was back in Cusco and they did fireworks at midnight, well, actually they were doing fireworks for hours, but it really went crazy at like 11:59 p.m. for another couple hours. I mean, for about an hour solid, it was just off the hook. I posted a video of just a few minutes of it. Imagine that for about an hour and 30 minutes. And that energy, everybody's celebration energy, started helping me get into, oh yeah, new year, new intentions, new phase of the calendar. And I was like, thank you. Recognizing that the external is important, even though I would love to be able to not necessarily have to rely on the external to move forward, it was still nice to tap in with that energy. So I hope you all had a really good winter solstice and a lovely calendar Gregorian New Year. I want to talk a little bit before we go into our journey about recapitulation, just to make sure everybody understands what it is. We're going to start with a shamanic journey to integrate and recapitulate the previous year. And that's a pretty big thing to do. So just don't worry about it. Relax. You can't get it right. You can't get it wrong. And it's not necessary that you remember everything that happened to you over the last year. I don't remember every detail either. However, recapitulation is the idea of summarizing something. If, say you had a conversation with someone and you want to recapitulate the biggest pieces of that, the bullet points of that conversation, you would go back through the conversation mentally and write down the bullet points. You can recapitulate your day. We've talked about this in previous sessions. At the end of the night, you start before you go to bed and you go backwards through your day and recapitulate your day, tapping in with the pieces of your day that get your attention. And one of the reasons it's good to do this as a practice, if it resonates for you, is because it helps you be aware of patterns. Recapitulation, from the standpoint of biology, is when patterns start to happen that help things grow or evolve. So as you recapitulate your day, you have the opportunity to see things you would have liked to have done different, see things that you did really well and that felt really good. And yes, I'd like more of that, please. And just be more aware of your thoughts, behaviors, actions, things that are happening throughout the day that we're not always grounded and present for. And it's also a great way to start recognizing patterns. And when you recognize the patterns, you start recognizing the programs. And when you recognize the programs, you can shift those programs. So I'd like to recapitulate with grace and ease and integrate our previous year into Pure Love and Pure Medicine. One of the reasons I'd like to do this is so that we can move forward in a way that feels grounded and you have the depth of the lessons that you received and the good medicine from your previous year. A lot of people, not necessarily you all, but I see a lot of people posting on Facebook or just talking about good riddance to 2017, and anything we resist persists. So if we're just like, yeah, get rid of that year, let's move on, then we haven't really fully integrated the medicine and the lessons from that year. And that means we have to go over those lessons again in the coming year. And then we wonder why we end up in the same habits and loops over and over. So just like when we do a lineage clearing or if we do a general soul retrieval, you don't have to know every specific of last year to integrate it into Pure Love and Pure Medicine. We recapitulate, meaning we're going to go through January, February, March, April, all the way through the year. We're not going to spend a ton of time there, but see if you can remember some things that happened a year ago in January. Maybe your birthday's in January. That'll probably be the main thing you'll remember. Even if you don't remember anything, we're going to set the intention to integrate January of last year into Pure Love and Pure Medicine to receive the lessons with grace and ease. So even if you don't mentally, consciously remember anything from last year, you will. But even if you don't remember a lot of details, you will be invoking the integration of the last 12 months with grace and ease. Now, can you do this with your whole life? You totally can. I've done this with clients and students before. But for tonight, I'd like to just start with the previous year, so that we can then move forward into your intentions and what you are setting into motion and manifesting in 2018, okay? So that was a lot of talk, but I wanted to give you an idea of where we're going with this. And the main thing, especially those of you who are just joining, don't stress, don't overthink it, have fun with it. If you feel like I'm going too fast or too slow, just stick with it. If it goes too fast for you and you want to go over it again later, you can watch the recording. You can do it on your own. This is just going to give you a tool and a container for doing this, okay? I'm not checking messages so down there, comments, so hopefully everybody knows what we're doing. So let's just breathe into our bellies. That's a great place to start. Breathing into our bellies. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth as you ground your energy. I forgot to smudge. So while you breathe into your belly and ground, I'm going to light up the smudge and send this energetically to you. So as you're breathing into your belly, imagine yourself as a great tree, sending energetic roots down into the earth. Just allow those roots to flow down into the core of Pachamama. And just allow any stress or any worry to flow down through those roots into the earth. Any stuck energy, any hoochah, can just flow down into Pachamama. She loves to eat hoochah. Just allow the energy of the earth to flow back up through those energetic roots and into you, offering support, nourishment, nurturance, strength, clarity. Invoking the pillars of this temple and activating this temple grid space so that we are all together in Medicine World, Archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael in the center, Sandalphon above, Metatron below, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, and Saint Germain. Thank you, Archangels. Activating this temple grid space as you breathe into your belly so that we are in Medicine World. And everything is welcome in this space as pure love and pure medicine. Gracias, Apukuna, Apukuna de Apalacha, Apukuna Seven Sisters, Apukuna de Cusco, Apu Asangate, Apu Salkantay, Apu Pachatusan, Apu Puma Marca, Apu Graybeard, Apu Mama Simona, Apu Veronica. Gracias, Apu Kuna, calling in the sacred mountains for their support. Gracias, ancestors, star beings, invoking all of your guides, your teachers in the seen and unseen realms, welcoming them into this space. Welcoming your ancestors that would like to support you at this time. Gracias, Pachamama, Mama Kia, Mama Cocha, Wera Cocha, Inti Taita, Kuichi. Thank you to our plant teachers. And breathe into your belly. And in your sacred imagination, visualize your portal door. It can be anything you choose, just something that you can have a sense of closing when we're complete. You can step through that portal door into your sacred space that you also create in your imagination. Make sure it's some sort of earthy type space that you create in your imagination, some sort of woods or mountain or something very grounded. Just take a moment and reconnect with your space. See what's growing there, trees, flowers. See if there's stones or water that's there. And really allow yourself to see it in your imagination. Don't worry about making it up. Look to see if it's daytime or nighttime. And invite in your guides into this space. If you're not sure who your guides are, invite in some animal totems you'd like to work with. Perhaps some ancestors, angels, beings of light. Whatever you get is perfect. And as you're connecting with your guides, remember to ground, breathe into your belly, and allow them to surround and support you. And take a moment to see if one of them would like to give you a gift that will support your highest and greatest good at this time. Whatever you get is perfect. doesn't have to make sense. If you're not sure what to do with it, just bring it into your heart. And breathe into your belly. And in your heart, in your sacred imagination, remember back to January of 2017, the new year, first month of the calendar year. If there's anything you can remember from January, you can take a moment and sit with that energy. If there's nothing you can remember, that's okay too. Just breathe into your belly and hold January 2017 in your heart as you breathe into your belly. And set the intention to integrate the medicine and lessons of January with grace and ease into pure love and pure medicine. Thinking back to February of last year, holding February 2017 in your heart, and setting the intention to integrate with grace and ease all of the medicine and lessons from 2017 February into pure love and pure medicine. And connecting with March of last year, holding March in your heart, setting the intention with grace and ease to integrate the lessons, the experiences of March 2010 into pure love and pure medicine. Holding April in your heart. Breathe into your belly, setting the intention to integrate with grace and ease all of the lessons from April 2017. Into pure love and pure medicine with grace and ease. Holding the month of May in your heart. Setting the intention to integrate all of the lessons from May 2017 into pure love and pure medicine with grace and ease. Holding the month of June in your heart. Breathing into your belly, setting the intention to integrate into pure love and pure medicine all of the lessons and experiences of June with grace and ease. And holding the month of July in your heart as we came into the heat of the summer. Breathing into your belly, setting the intention to integrate with grace and ease all of the lessons of July into pure love and pure medicine. And holding the month of August in your heart as the kids are starting to go back to school, summer is beginning to wind down. Setting the intention to integrate with grace and ease all of the lessons from August 2017 into pure love and pure medicine. Breathe into your belly. And holding September 2017 in your heart. Setting the intention to integrate with grace and ease, the lessons of September 2017 into pure love and pure medicine. Holding October in your heart. Halloween, stepping into autumn, setting the intention to integrate the lessons of October 2017 into pure love and pure medicine with grace and ease. Breathing into your belly, holding November in your heart, November 2017. Thanksgiving. We're starting to make our way into colder weather. Setting the intention with grace and ease to integrate November into pure love and pure medicine. Breathe into your belly. And finally, December, last month, not so long ago. See what you can remember from December 2017 to recapitulate and to integrate with grace and ease into pure love and pure medicine. See if there's any places or experiences last month that could use some forgiveness for yourself or for others. Just activate that forgiveness, allowing that to transmute and transform into pure love and pure medicine. And breathing into your belly, let's recapitulate and bring some integration into these first couple weeks of January as well. Your new year, this dark time of winter and the cold, kids going back to school after the Christmas break, your new year's resolutions, your intentions, just take a moment and sit with your experiences so far of this new calendar year. Setting the intention to integrate these experiences, these lessons, into pure love and pure medicine with grace and ease. Gently breathing into your belly. Take a moment and go back through your day today. Just go backwards through your day, connecting with each experience without judgment. Simply remembering and recognizing how your day played out. Things that felt really good, things that you might have liked to have had happen a little differently. Just setting the intention that it all integrates into pure love and pure medicine with grace and ease, so that you receive the lessons and the activations, the awareness and the consciousness, the alignment that's being offered in each moment. And just breathing gently into your belly. I'd like you to repeat after me out loud. I'd like you to say I and state your full name. I, Bloom Post, forgive myself for anything that I did not do well in the last year. I forgive myself any time that I hurt myself or others in the last year? I forgive myself for judging myself and others. And I forgive myself for anything that felt to be less than love. I did the best I could do. I will continue to do the best I can do. I set the intention to love myself. And I set the intention with grace and ease to integrate into pure love and pure medicine all of the amazing experiences of the last year. I am grateful. I am committed to this life experience. And let's rock this new year. So be it, it is so. Breathe into your belly, because this gets to be fun. And just take a moment and in your sacred imagination, if 2017 had a visual, like if it looked like a person or it looked like a color or it looked like a, you know, anything, any kind of visual you can give 2017. Maybe it's a word, but see that visual for 2017. And whatever you get is perfect. We're just gonna have fun with this. And visualize 2017 and just bring that close and hug it and hold it and bring it into your heart. Just love it. Just love that whole year of experience, regardless of how it felt at the time. And I have a few visuals showing up, so that's okay. If you have more than one, just bring them in, love them. If you have words, colors, visuals, whatever you get, just bring it into your heart, breathe into your belly, and just integrate it. Just say, I love you experiences. Good, very good. And take a minute and ground all of this integrated energy. Just take a minute and breathe into your belly and flow that integrated energy down into the earth to ground, to support, to really empower you to embody this pure love and pure medicine that's being integrated right now. Good, 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 good. And now I'd like for you to imagine what you want 2018 to feel like, to look like, to feel in your body. Whatever you get is perfect. And dream big, ladies and gentlemen, dream big. How do you want 2018 to look and feel and manifest? And breathe into your belly and just embrace that, step into that, bring that into your heart and integrate that with grace and ease. Allow that to fill your whole body with enthusiasm and excitement. Whatever you get is perfect. It can be a color, it can be a feeling, it can be a visual, it can be all of the above. Maybe you even visualize yourself at the end of this year coming forward and telling you how awesome you are and what an awesome year you've had. Just bring that into your heart. Integrate that. Breathe into your belly and integrate, fully embodying what you choose to manifest, how you choose to feel in your life journey experience. Use your sacred imagination. Have fun with this. Embrace it, embody it, breathe into it. You might have to practice this more than once. That's okay. You're doing great. And remember to breathe into your belly and ground this energy. And if you have a word that embodies the spirit of your new calendar year, your new experience this year, then just hold that word in your heart. Just hold it and breathe it in. That's your mantra for the year. It might be a word or a group of words. Just receive that. Integrate that into your heart. Buena medicina. Good job. Connect with your guides. Just feel them supporting you in this process of integration, activation, depth, embodiment. And just tell them thank you. They will continue to walk with you no matter what. As you gently breathe into your belly, you can start making your way back through your portal door into this earthly realm where you are sitting or lying down. You're welcome to bring your guides with you if you'd like. Feel them circled up with you where you are in your physical space. When you're back in your space, you can close that portal door behind you and then gently open your eyes. I encourage you to drink some water. It will help integrate, also help you ground. I encourage you to have water whenever you are receiving one of these sessions, even if it's the recording. Stay hydrated. It helps you ground, it helps you integrate, and you're moving energy. So whatever your experience was, even if you've never sat with me before and you're not sure who your guides are, it was working. Trust me, the energy is flowing. My guides are working with you, even if you're still learning how to connect with guides. If you don't have a lot of experience and you want some support, get a copy of my book, Shaman's Toolbox. Read it. It's really short. It's really easy. That'll help a lot. Also, check out my YouTube channel that has all sorts of free videos. There's a video called Three Tricks to Shamanic Journeying that will help. There's free webinars. There's all sorts of free stuff on there and shamanic journeys. It's just about practicing. So if this is your first time journeying or your first time journeying with me, it might be a little different. That's okay. Like I said, you can't get it right. You can't get it wrong. It does get easier as you practice. And I want you to know that I have tools available to you so that you can get more comfortable with it as we move along in this process. You can also check out all of the archived mentorship videos, and we journey in just about every one. So practice, just takes practice. So I want to mention a couple things as we were going through that. I can't remember every detail that happened until we got to December. I honestly couldn't remember a whole lot of details. My birthday's in February, and I remembered connecting with family at Thanksgiving. And I remember going to Peru a few times. But I don't have all the specific details, but that doesn't matter. It's the intention to recapitulate and integrate with grace and ease whatever you experienced, so that it is activated within you as pure love and pure medicine, so that there's a healing and a cleansing of any resistance or any lack of clarity or anything that has been a habit or a loop that you'd really like to step out of and it just keeps happening over and over, this will help shift that. You don't always have to know the specific thing that you're healing. This is a great way to do a general recapitulation. It also shows you why it's easier if you do this more regularly, because we don't necessarily remember what happened a year ago, but you remember what happened this morning. You remember what happened last week, and you probably had an easier time, maybe, you might not have, but doing, you know, the first few weeks of January, because they just happened most recently and they're more fresh in your memory. So this is a great practice for a number of reasons. Like I said, it helps you recognize patterns or habits that you might want to shift. It also helps you go through your day and recognize maybe where you got ungrounded or out of alignment and bring yourself back. You might remember something that happened in your day that frightened you or upset you, and you want to do a graceful, gentle soul retrieval to help bring that experience back into alignment. It also helps create forgiveness, because there's a lot of times where I'll recapitulate my day and I'm like, I wish I had done that differently. The other person may not have noticed. The other person may not have even been in the room. I might just have gotten into a funky space and not been very nice to myself or to somebody else. And I get to remember to bring grace and ease and forgiveness to that. Maybe I was impatient with somebody at the grocery store or somebody in traffic, and I get to go back and go, you know what? I take responsibility. I was being impatient. I was ungrounded. I was upset. You know, I get to recognize that, take personal responsibility, integrate it, forgive myself, forgive the experience, forgive the other person. And it's just a beautiful way to not carry the icky feelings from day to day to day. So do I do this every night? No, because I honestly forget. So I'm not going to say I do this every night, because sometimes I forget. I do make an effort to, at the end of the day though, connect in with my guides, go through my day. Sometimes I do it earlier, like around dinner time, and I'm better at remembering then. If I do it when I go to bed, sometimes I start falling asleep as I'm going back through my day. So I am actually pretty good at doing it at dinner time, but I don't always remember when I go to sleep, and I don't always stay awake for all of it. That's okay. It's more about bringing awareness and intention and allowing yourself to integrate things that might not have integrated throughout the day. And especially, I don't want to project onto the political arena. We all have our own personal responsibility. But ever since January of 2017, when we got a new president in the Oval Office, I kind of feel like a lot of people have been shell-shocked. And I think it happened more like in November of 2016 when the election happened. But I know for me, when the swearing in happened in January, I realized it was really happening. And I kind of was shell-shocked after that. Regardless of your political experience, I'm not going to put anybody down. I'm just saying I was really not expecting that personally. So it felt really important to integrate this previous year, because as a collective, a lot of us felt kind of like this. What's happening? You know, I've experienced that with people throughout the year, of just really being caught off guard with the new energies and not sure how to integrate it. It's really important that we integrate it and not resist, so that we can truly create transformation. So that's another reason why it felt really good when Spirit was counseling me to recapitulate the last calendar year, to just get us all back in our bodies. This is a great way to get grounded and back in your body. So thank you all for doing this tonight. That was interesting and fun. And I was checking in with your energies. And part of the reason that I said at the end, let's rock 2018, is because I want you to remember to have fun with this. We can get super serious and super bogged down, and this gets to be fun. Healing can be fun. We can go really deep and be laughing our butts off at the same time, because sometimes we should totally laugh at ourselves. We, as a human species, Lord mercy, we are funny. Sometimes it's funny, not funny. I get it, but just remember that it doesn't always have to be so serious. Such a great thing to remember. Oh, I want to check in. We have about 20 minutes left. I took a little bit more time tonight so that we have less time doing one-on-ones, and it felt important to just start the new year fresh, get everybody on the same page. So thank you for allowing me to take a little extra time for the opening tonight. I want to check in and see if there's anybody who'd like to do some one-on-one. So I will put my granny glasses on from the CVS. And oh, did you take care of Gina's audio? Is she good, Paige? Oh, thanks, Marissa. The new website. Yeah, I have a brand new website that's been rebuilt. Still getting some tweaks. Thanks for checking it out. I'm very excited. And if you want to know who my website guy is, he's only $50 an hour. He's awesome. What I'm sharing with you right now in like a year is probably not even going to be relevant, but that's okay. He's great if you want a reference. Oh, yeah, snow everywhere. My goodness. Yes, yes. Good. So does anybody, if you can either raise your hand, click the little raise your hand, or you can type in there if you'd like to work one-on-one. I know some of the new folks may be like, I'm not doing that. I just got here. I'm new. That's totally fine. You can let some of the other folks who worked with me before do it, and you'll see how it works. And if nobody's got anything they want to work on, then we'll do another shamanic journey. I'm good either way. But Paige, let me know if anybody's got their hand up. Elaine wants to work on old former sexual relationships. So can you unmute Elaine, please? Elaine, was there anything specific you're talking about, or you just want to in general clear energy with past lovers?
Oh, well, Kim, what hit me really hard at the beginning, it hit me really hard at the beginning of the year. I started leaking all kinds of energy, and I could not put my finger on it. And it came up for me in regards to asking for a new, really loving, intimate relationship with a man, which I don't think I've ever really had. Mm-hmm. So I've had many relationships and sexual ones, but none of them were really truly intimate, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I was leaking energy to all of those relationships, although I've done so much clearing about it, but I guess this time I was really serious about it. Uh-huh. Wanting something new. Yeah. So
well, this is a great question. I want to share this with the group because this is a and I want to offer up to you and to everybody else in the group, I'm not feeling called to do it right in this moment because you have it available. Go to my YouTube channel or to my website. It might be on my website too. Either way, find the cord clearing and forgiveness shamanic journey. Yeah. And do it again. And when you go into the shamanic journey, if you need to pause it, that's okay. Pause the recording. And just imagine all of your former relationships, ex-lovers, even people that you dated, but maybe you didn't have physical, you know, sexual intercourse with, any of them. Just go ahead and do the cord clearing shamanic journey with all of them. And that will help a lot, especially since you're setting the intention to really empower yourself to step into a truly loving, harmonious relationship. One of the reasons it usually takes more than one cord clearing to do this is because it's a sexual relationship and it's a different kind of connection. So, and this is going to seem common sense, but my experience has been, say I work with somebody, not a client, but if I were at a day job and you have a coworker and they drive you bonkers and you have all this funky energy with them and you just want to clean it up, you can usually do a cord clearing and forgiveness, shamanic journey, clean up the energy. And a lot of times it'll be good to go, but you're not a family member. They're not, you know, an old lover. You know, you don't have all of those other energies tied in, and energies can get really enmeshed, especially when we physically connect. So my personal experience is that I've done cord clearings much more than once with exes. Mm-hmm. And old lovers and all that. So part of it is timing. Part of it is that it's layers that are cleansing and clearing. Part of it, if it doesn't clear when you do the cord clearing, it's because there's still lessons there to be learned. patterns or habits that that relationship brought up and are probably being replayed through other relationships, even if they're not sexual. So there's always a reason if it doesn't really shift very easily, and be easy with yourself. Be patient with yourself. Honestly, I mean, there's some past relationships that I'll randomly think of them like 2 years later and get annoyed, and I just go ahead and do the cord clearing again. You know, it's just one of those things where it can happen at the speed of thought, and yet we don't tend to always do it that way. I have some exes that I cleared so quickly, it was no problem at all, and some that just, for some reason, it was layers and layers, it took some more time. So I would encourage each of you to find that cord clearing and forgiveness recording and just go ahead. Even if you're like, I'm cool with all my exes, go ahead and do it. It cannot hurt. It will only help. And even if you're feeling clean and clear with them, they might be having some stuff, you know? So it can only be supportive. And this is going to sound totally random, but Savannah, I know you work with animals a lot. I have done cord clearings with animals. I had a dog, super PTSD. She had a lot of trauma. And I was getting upset that she would always get upset because I wasn't trying to upset her. And then she's upset and I'm upset. I'm like, I just want to pet you. And she's like, I just want to, you know, we were kind of had this whole thing going on when she first came to my house. I did a cord clearing with her. And I kid you not, the next day she started to relax. I started to relax. But she was triggering me. I was triggering her and I just wanted to help her. And, you know, and that it's the same thing with animals as with people. I know that's kind of a strange shift going from ex-lovers to animals, but I just know that Savannah just joined us tonight and she works a lot. She works with animal rescue and with wolf dog rescue and that kind of thing. So I feel like that's a really good thing to share with all of you. If you, besides ex-lovers and ex-relationships or even people that you have friendships with now, you can clear cords and do this work with anybody, people, places, situations, and things. So does that help you out, Elaine?
Yes, thank you.
Great, awesome. And yeah, and just for everybody, like really, if your animals are having issues, even with your kids, do the cord clearing and forgiveness with your kids so that you're not feeling triggered by them or your stuff isn't stressing them out or whatever's going on. And like I said, even with people that you feel like you have great relationships with, it will only support having more clarity in your relationship. So that's available. Does the cord clearing work on both ends? That's a great question. And Marissa, yeah, it's totally appropriate to ask about connecting with a recently passed on loved one. So let me answer Shelley's question real quick. That's a great question. It does work on both ends. And the caveat is sometimes it works on, you know, the other end, and suddenly that person that you haven't talked to in 5 years will email you. You're like, I was just thinking about you. And you're like, I just cleared you out of my world. Why are you emailing me? And it's because they're feeling it. Sometimes people say to me, it didn't work. They showed back up. I'm like, that's because they felt you do the clearing. It totally worked. And that's the irony. So it supports them in as much as they're willing to receive it. If their soul says, whatever, that's on them. They can stay unhappy. They can stay triggered. They can stay whatever. Your energy will be clean and clear and you will no longer be hooked into them and they can no longer be hooked into you. Does it mean they're suddenly going to heal and be a happy person? Not necessarily. That's their choice. And you're offering them the opportunity to step into more healing because you're not attached to them and draining them and they're not draining you. So hopefully that answers your question, Shelley. Just let me know on the Facebook group page if it doesn't. So let's check in with Marissa. Will you unmute her and let me plug in my computer so that I don't lose y'all? So Marissa, what's your question about a recently passed on loved one?
I've been feeling kind of, nervous or scared in a way for my mother-in-law who passed like a week and a half ago. And I don't know if this is like my ego kind of at play here, but I've been really craving like that definite kind of something sign that she's in spirit world safely, and that, you know, she's integrating what she needs to in this next journey for her soul. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there's a way, if there's a type of journey I could do or something, or if maybe I'm kind of blocking because I'm so just like, maybe I'm still, I'm definitely still feeling like attached because I miss her. But yeah, I'm just wondering how, you know, what your guidance is on that.
Well, it's interesting, as we were doing the recapitulation for the last year, when we got to, when we were shifting from December into January, I was feeling a lot of ancestor energy, just in general, not necessarily from her, but I'm sure she was part of it. And that's part of why I wanted to recapitulate January, actually, because as we integrate and do this work, we're sending out a healing vibration to support everybody else to heal in whatever way feels resonant for them. And that includes ancestors and people who passed on. And I felt a real sense of, you know, the completion of a calendar year and starting new. And then I felt that ancestral energy, because it's like another year since so-and-so passed away kind of thing. I was really feeling that. So it's interesting that you would bring this up now. What's her name?
Her name is Dorothy.
Okay. So everybody take a moment and breathe into your belly, and we'll do a brief journey. And I'm going to work with Marissa to connect with Dorothy. But if any of you would like to connect with an ancestor in the realms, then you can do that. So everybody take a moment and breathe into your belly. It might be an animal ancestor or a human ancestor. Whatever you connect with is perfect. So breathing into your belly, and Marissa, just take a moment. And actually, you all can just invite your guides to be around you right there in your personal space. We've already activated the energetic grid so that you're all in medicine world. So right there in your physical space, feel your guides around you. Feel them supporting you. And then if you have an ancestor you'd like to connect with and just offer them some support, you can just invite them to step in at this time. If you don't get anybody stepping in, then just stay connected with your guides. It's totally fine. You do not have to work with an ancestor if nobody shows up or if you don't want to. And Marissa, invite in Dorothy and just see her standing in front of you right there with your guides. Tell me if you can see her.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So just take a moment and breathe into your belly. And just in your heart, you don't have to say it out loud, but I want you to ask Dorothy, what do you need? And just tell me what happens, what you get. And if anybody else is working with an ancestor, just ask them, what do you need?
Well, she's telling me she just needs some peace and quiet.
Okay. Does she need peace and quiet, meaning she doesn't want us to bug her, or are things a little noisy and, you know, not very peaceful where she is?
No, I think she's actually happy to be in a more peaceful, quiet space.
So she's saying, this is what I needed, was some peace and quiet.
You took the words right out. Yep, that's exactly what she said. This is what she needed.
Yeah. Hmm. So maybe just take a moment and check in with your body and any cords that you've hooked into her out of, you know, you care about her and being worried about her, and just allow yourself to see if there's any attachments you've hooked into her out of worry or out of sadness or grief that she's passed on. That's totally normal. And just in your heart, just let her know, I apologize that I've hooked into you. I see that you're okay. And just allow yourself to Clear those cords, bring your energy back to yourself. You're retrieving your personal power as you do this. And if anybody else is hooked in with an ancestor out of stress or pain or worry, just unhook those cords and reclaim your personal power for yourself. You'll see that ancestor expand and get stronger as well. Can you see that happening, Marissa?
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Sad.
Mm-hmm. But does it feel better to let her have her peace and quiet and get your...
Yeah.
Get those attachments out so that she can really be free and clear?
Yeah.
It's okay to be sad. We just don't want to hook into her and stop her journey. So just stay connected with her. And once you have a sense of feeling more free and clear, you can also ask your guides to help with this if you need. Just ask them to help clear any unhealthy attachments so that only healthy connections remain. And then just in your heart, just ask to see all the support that that ancestor has around them in the realms so that you can see how supported they are. Might be family members, it might be animal totems, it might be angels, it might be Jesus if they, you know, are a Christian, whatever is most resonant for them, whatever you see around them is perfect. And who do you see around her, Marissa?
I see angels and animals and her family that's passed on.
Good. So all of you just take a moment quietly in your hearts. If there's anything you want to share with that ancestor, just take a moment and share whatever you want to tell them. Maybe something that didn't get said. And when you're ready, when you feel complete, you can just give them a hug or tell them thank you and just allow them to step out of this space with their guides surrounding them and supporting them, keeping them safe and sound so that you see them fully supported as they move on with their journey out of this space. And just take a moment and breathe into your belly and let's all just send waves of healing, love, and light to all of our ancestors, whether they're birth ancestors or chosen family or a family you married into or just people that you really love and care about or people that you respect and honor that are ancestors. Just breathe into your belly and you can send your healing teams, you can send angels, light, ascended masters, healing energy, Reiki, whatever feels good to you. Just allow that to flow without sending your own energy. Just allow it to flow through supporting all of our amazing ancestors. Honoring them, supporting them, empowering them, giving deep thanks and gratitude for them. can just breathe into your belly, grounding your energy, telling your guides thank you. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. So I don't think it's egotistical or bad to wonder if someone who's passed on is doing okay. I think that's very sweet. I feel like maybe the ego piece comes in when we get attached to them, wanting to fix them or save them or make it all better, or, oh no, they died. And it's like, it's almost like our culture thinks death is failure, but it's where we're all going. It's how the movie ends, you know, whether it happens when we're 2 years old or 92 years old, it's where we're all headed. And yet there's such a deep fear and a need to control our outcome. And I get it because I'm in the cultural programming and the human programming of that too. And so it's kind of natural to be worried. And also, you know, we care about people. And so it's really good to connect with ancestors. Sometimes they don't seem very happy. Sometimes they could use some support. Maybe they passed in a way that the energy didn't feel very expansive at the moment of their death. Maybe they were in fear when they died. We can totally do healing work to support them with that. At the same time, that's a vibration that's in this space, right? And so it's one of those things, shamanism is two opposing ideas both being true. That's my idea of shamanism. So everything's yes and yes. Are all of the ancestors totally fine and everything's perfect once they pass over? Yes. Are there some ancestors that seem like they could use some healing? Yes. So don't worry about it. If it feels like they could use some healing support, then send that healing support. If they seem like they're super happy and thrilled to be there, yay, right? It's as much about our healing and us feeling peaceful about their transition as it is about them feeling peaceful about their transition. So I've connected them with plenty of ancestors who seem perfectly peaceful once they've transitioned, and I've connected them with plenty who didn't. So, I just offer up, don't overthink it. And if you feel called to connect with your ancestors, I think there's actually an ancestral lineage clearing in the webinars on YouTube, that's free. You all can use that to just clean and clear anything in your ancestry that isn't feeling, you know, expansive, anything that feels less than love. And everything that we do in these group processes are maybe a little shorter than some of you might want to do it. And what it's doing is giving you an intro to it. It's giving you an opportunity to practice. And then if you want to go do deeper, longer work on your own, you can. If you hit on something that doesn't feel comfortable, then schedule a session with me and I'll walk with you so you feel safe and supported in that. At the same time, a lot of this you can do on your own, especially as you continue with the mentorship and you learn more. So if any of you felt like you didn't get to really tap in with that ancestor, you're welcome to go back and connect in. And it's interesting because I was really feeling called in one of the upcoming sessions to do some more specific ancestral work. So thanks for bringing that up, Marissa. We'll be doing more work with ancestors. At the same time, people keep asking me for ancestor work, and I don't think you realize we're always doing ancestor work. We're always doing ancestor work. If you're doing your healing, your ancestors and your future ancestors and everybody here, the current ancestors, everybody's receiving that. So even if we don't call it ancestral work, I often call it lineage work. So we'll do some lineage clearing and people will message me and say, can we do ancestor work? Well, your lineage is your ancestors. That's what we're doing. So we've actually done a lot of ancestral work in the recordings. So go check those out. And I'll make an intention to do some more ancestral work. Some specific things have been on my heart as we continue in the next, especially in the next couple weeks, I'd like to do some ancestral work. It feels really up right now. So thank you, Marissa. Thank you, everybody, for asking questions. Oh, Kathy, I'm sorry, we're out of time right now. So hold it for next time. And yay, love the ancestor work. Shelly, hopefully I answered your question. But again, if I didn't get anybody's question answered from here, I'll try to leave a video or answer on the Facebook page. But thank you all for being here. I'm really excited that you're all here. And thank you for welcoming all the new folks. Welcome to all the new folks. Again, you can listen to the recording whenever you want. We'll be sending it out in an email, and you have access to all of the archives. So enjoy those. And you're so welcome. Yay. So if you want to unmute everybody and say feedback, good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yay.
It's so great to see y'all. I'll talk to you soon.
Yay. Thank you.